Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in Minneapolis, Minnesota on Sunday, November 6th, 2 Ocean's 11. My guest is comedian David Huntsberger. Hey, David.
Hello, Doug.
Hello.
It's already starting.
I'm not Droopy Dog.
You are Droopy Dog. I mean, you talk normal, but if you sometimes you droop into Droopy Dog. Like if you were really sad about something, I might laugh at you because you sound so. You'd be like, "No, I'm having a bad day."
No, David. Oh.
All right. So anyway, we've been on a little mini tour together. On Wednesday night, we played Comedy Works in Denver. And, of course, the state of Denver is one of my favorite states. And we played the Leonard Maltin game with audience members at Comedy Works against David Huntsberger. And let's see what happened. There's a guy named Ken. Who played the category Doggone It and then lost to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, did you make him name it? Is that what happened?
I made him name it in, I think, three names.
Yeah, and the three names, he did not recognize the three names from the classic Jaws that does feature a dog dying. And then Dylan was a guy with Dylan written on the side of a cucumber.
Carved into it.
Carved into it. Violently. he said a very threatening, "See you on the Weezer Cruise" when you beat him to me. WeezerCruise.com, by the way. So he lost on, what was the category he played? In Theaters Now. And the movie was The Big Year.
Oh, yeah, I guessed that one.
Oh, you got that one right.
Yeah.
And then, it's funny, like, I put In Theaters Now in there just because, you know, some people just don't know stuff from 20, 30 years ago, and I pick a lot of, you know, stuff that's, you know, classics from the 80s and 90s and stuff. And In Theaters Now is just sort of like a bone, like, because you can at least guess
right
the name of a movie In Theaters Now, but I can't tell you how many times they pick that, and then they just stand there after hearing everything and go, I don't even have a guess. I go, name a movie that's in theaters now. That's how blanked out people get, is they can't even think. Or they think of a movie and they're like, well, I know it's not that, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, I mean, it's deceptively difficult because of that, because you have like two movies in mind. You know, there are a lot of, there are art house movies.
And there's
movies
a dozen movies. Well, I try to keep it to like big,
yeah,
you know, 1,000 theaters or more. So then the guy named Austin Cutler came on stage and picked the category Comedy Bang Bang, which is Comedy Bang Bang, Comedy Bang Bang. It's action movies, action comedies. And the answer was Kick-Ass, and he actually got it right, right?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
Or no.
He won. Either you didn't know it, or he did.
I think he did know it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, congratulations to him. Thursday, we were at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, and the first contestant was somebody who tried to get your attention with his name tag.
Oh, yeah.
Because he went with Tunnel Guy Jeff.
Yeah, he'd referenced Professor Blastoff.
Yeah, it's your podcast, Captain Liftoff. And and he that's Tunnel Guy is a thing from that?
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of had to play to the hometown crowd there, or at least he put some effort into it. There are other people that had spent more time, but his, he put a little effort into it. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, and he and his dad were there together, big fans of your podcast and mine, and they're not threatening to, they said that they plan next year to take a vacation out to California just to see a taping of Douglas movies, so...
But they did say that with a knife in their hand.
That's exciting, yeah. Well, fortunately, as we know, as I learned traveling with you, you can't take a knife on the plane.
Look, I need my blade.
You can have it in your check bag. You just can't. Yeah. You can't have it in your carry-on.
That was a horrible feeling. Sir, is this your bag? Yes. Do you have a knife in it? Just in my head going, oh, God, I do.
I do have a knife.
I thought that was cool.
So Tunnel Guy Jeff, he lost, I think, on the Inspect Her Gadget category. Dr. T and the Women was the answer, starring Richard Gere. And then someone named Nikki came up, and she lost on Changes.
Oh, yeah, it was Hulk.
It was Hulk movies where somebody changes from one thing to another thing. And then it was funny while we were playing Hulk at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. Somebody did in the audience went bananas because when I said Nick Nolte, a guy in the audience yelled out, Point Break.
Yeah, and I lost my mind. Don't you ever disrespect Point Break.
Yeah, you're crazy about Point Break.
It's so good.
But you acknowledge it's not actually good, right? It's good. It's a fun movie.
It's fun. And I defy you to make a more fun movie. And there's a point in it that it expresses like a moral almost, or like an idea behind the movie.
Oh, when Anthony Kiedis gets shot in the foot?
No, when they're at the campfire and Swayze says, don't worry about this guy. It was never about the money. It's about showing those poor souls that inch along in their metal coffins every day that the human spirit is still very much alive. And that is what Point Break is all about.
I can't believe you memorized that line.
It's a big time line.
Okay.
But yeah.
I mean, it's like your mantra, I think, or something. You really embrace it.
I try to, yeah. I don't want to let life pass me by inching along on the freeway. So I channel my Swayze every now and then. And
all right. Well, anyway, the bottom line is that Gary Busey was great in Hulk. And and then the Nate Mouse Detective was the tag that a guy named Nate had, which I thought that was pretty clever. They took the Great Mouse Detective and changed it to the Nate Mouse Detective. And his category was number one movies from 5 years ago. And did he actually guess it? I remember there's only three names.
I think maybe that was one that...
I think you went one name and then you didn't... The third name was Pam Anderson.
No, it was Pam. There was a funny story there where it was three names listed, and it was 5 years ago, number one movie, and it was like homophobic and really provocative and sort of racist
and sexist.
Yeah. So those are the terms, but I had sort of forgotten them and put them at the back of my mind, and I was really just focusing on the three names being billed, and I was thinking, what movie has like just three names kind of... And for whatever reason, I just pictured the movie poster and 5 years ago, and I went with Shrek.
Because you thought Shrek only had Cameron Diaz, Eddie Murphy, and Myers.
Yeah, it was a terrible, terrible decision, but it was Borat.
Borat.
So he won.
Was the answer, and then he won. So congratulations to the winners and the people who just got to get up there and embarrass themselves. I think people came off pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate that people make the name tags and want to play. And don't forget to make your own trailer for Santa Size Me based on my bit that's on the Potty Mouth CD.
Patty Mouth.
You put it on. Put your Santa Size Me trailer on YouTube, and my favorite 2 minute or less trailer depicting what Santa Size Me would should you know what the trailer for to sell the movie Santa Size Me would be. You'll win the contest, and that particular filmmaker will get to be a future guest on Doug Loves Movies, either. You know, in your town, or we'll figure out a way to get you to L.A., or, you know, I might not want to pay to fly you out to L.A. and put you up, so it might be easier for me to just come to you. But we'll work that out when we have a winner. The deadline is December 14th, and the winner will be announced on the second annual 12 Guests of Christmas episode of Doug Loves Movies, which will be recorded at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on December 20th, and then plop a few days later. All decisions by me are final, despite how suspect my decision-making abilities may be. Only one entry on YouTube so far, and it's just a guy looking into the camera talking. And but I want you guys to hear it, and we'll see what David here thinks of it. This is the only entry in the Santa Size Me contest.
In a world where Santa Claus doesn't exist, one man has set out to prove a point. That no one can eat 7 billion cookies in one night. Coming soon, Santa Size Me, this December.
He cracks himself up and decides to just stay with that take, where he breaks and laughs after saying...
I like his mindset where he's clearly holding a camera just out in front of him, recording it, and then he starts laughing kind of just at how dumb he feels at the moment, and that same line of thinking made him go, well, I can't do it again.
But I can post it.
I can post
it. One man has set out to prove a point. That no one can eat 7 billion cookies in one night.
That's my favorite part. No one can eat 7 billion cookies in one night.
His face lights up.
Yeah.
His head starts sort of oscillating a little bit.
Yeah, so if you want to see it, just type in Santa Size Me, and then maybe that'll inspire you to, you know, make a better trailer. But that should inspire somebody at one of the big studios. They should make a trailer where it's just a guy filming himself, that shitty quality, for like some huge movie. For like some amazing movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
Yeah. Just put that in theaters and people will be like, what the fuck? Or maybe have a really flashy, quick, like, a bunch of action moments from the movie right after the terrible sound of that guy, and then that's the whole trailer. And he's gotten 18 views, so
it's looking tough. So
yeah, he's really taken this contest by storm. Be sure to check out Doug Loves Movies Live in Minneapolis that we taped last night at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis during their 20th anniversary weekend. It's $1.99 in the comedy album section of iTunes. And
the Lynn Malton game is intense.
Oh, yeah. It's also, you can get it at DougLovesMovies.com. And if you're not, you know, if you're not into the iTunes thing, and it's available now or soon. Because it takes a little while for iTunes to get them on there sometimes, and then sometimes they accidentally charge $9.99. And so please wait for it to come down to $1.99, because that's the price it's supposed to be. And here's a small spoiler, David. We could have added needful things to owning Mahoney. Owning Mahoney needful things.
Yeah, dang it.
Yeah, owning Mahoney needful things to do in Denver when you're dead man walking tall, the president's men don't leaving Las Vegas assassins. I came up with on my own. Vegas assassins. Leaving Las Vegas assassins. I should say that the other guests in Minneapolis were Ryan Stout and Jackie Cation, along with David Huntsberger, Droopy Dog. And there was a special guest appearance by Amy Schumer, who came out and quickly got to racist material very fast. she loves to say shocking racist stuff in a cute way. And David and I saw a tower heist yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, the movie that answers the burning question, can you dangle a car off the side of a building during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade without anyone noticing? Not a single shot of, like, even a child pointing, like, what's that car hanging from that building over there?
I'm really the one day where the most people are looking up. Yeah. High percentage
giant people. Balloons are going by this building that
Latinx already craned
that has a car dangling from it and no one ever seems to care.
And that's not the weakest part of the plot, you know, as far as things that line up. There are a lot of like, hey, wait, why would that guy be doing that? Where is that guy? Why did this happen?
Yeah, it's just it's a shame because everybody that's in it I find very appealing. And would enjoy seeing them in a funny, clever heist movie.
I think you nailed it when you said each of their performances individually are pretty good. And yet, mashed together, not good.
Well, also because they just kind of do this thing. It kind of feels like that Gary Marshall movie, Valentine's Day, or you know, or maybe kind of an old school disaster movie where they kind of have to set up each of the characters very quickly. Mm-hmm. So they all just sort of have one trait, one little backstory thing that's going to help, that's going to be important later in the movie. Like, yeah, I'm an electrician. I can crack safes. Like, people are saying things like that when they're not an electrician or a safe cracker. They're just bringing it up as their one thing that they know how to do that, oh, later we're going to recruit them for the team.
They managed to do it like a slightly more clever than, you know, when they shake hands and someone goes, that's fun. That's as funny as the time in college when I met you and you were really good at juggling. Want to, you know, like they just say who the person
but
is.
But Eddie Murphy and Ben Stiller, that there's conversation that. where they remember each other from when they were six.
Yeah,
is
a lot of
pretty
that.
Unbelievable. Oh, you were the kid always having the seizures. Like I can't even.
Yeah.
That, like I can't even remember something like that from 6 years old.
No, not even close.
Now it's time for trailer alert because we saw some trailers.
We did.
Yesterday before Tower Heist. There was Underworld something.
Mm-hmm.
What was the rest of the Underworld title? It's the third Underworld movie, right?
Me. Yeah. Rise of the Lycans or something?
I'd like to see Kate Beckinsale in Under Tit. Because she wears that crazy leather outfit. She looks great in it, mm-hmm. but I don't want to see 2 hours of her in that. Because you get kind of used to it. It stops being sexy after a while.
Yeah, does she ever like, ooh, that was a tough day.
Zip. Yeah, I think maybe she has like a shower scene in one of them, but it's discreetly shot because like her husband directs some of those movies.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, she's a sexy lady though.
Mm-hmm.
Then we saw the new Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, which sounds like a really stupid name, but they sort of explain it in the trailer. Like
they do, but it's like, I mean, now 4 Mission Impossible movies in, doesn't he always have to go rogue?
wouldn't
the expression Ghost Protocol have come up in one of the earlier ones if that was really what you call it when you're, you know, not when you're sort of disassociated with the who do they work for? What's the name of it? They mention it in the trailer.
It's like the MC.
They have some sort of name for
like
it.
That.
But yeah, but Brad Bird directed this one and it's his first live action movie. And he did my favorite Pixar movie, The Incredibles, and my favorite Vin Diesel movie, The Iron Giant. So I'm all about Ghost Protocol. They show too much, of course.
You get a real solid idea of what's going on.
They just stop short at showing you who Tom Cruise is going to be wearing a mask of that he rips up, peels off at some point, which I wish they'd just drop that. I wish that wouldn't be a thing.
No way, that's the best.
I hate that.
You don't love masks getting pulled off? Like, oh, he's a different guy.
Because he does he's got the mask on, but he also does an amazing impression of the person.
They link up their voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They have a special chip that they stick in the neck.
It all checks out with me, Doug.
But not just the voice. How do they have some sort of thing that helps them with the mannerisms, the way they walk and stuff? Because he did an amazing Philip Seymour Hoffman in that one movie.
There's like a Charlie Chaplin element of them. When you join to become a spy, they send you like a really extensive improv camp and you just learn how to do impressions. And
well, let me bring something, a weird thing up now that I've probably mentioned before on the podcast. Charlie's Angels, the first one with Drew Barrymore and Cameron D and mm-hmm. Lucy Liu, that movie in the very opening sequence, this isn't a big spoiler for anyone who still hasn't gotten around to Charlie's Angels, LL Cool J is sitting on the plane. And then it turns out to be Drew Barrymore. He, you know, she pulls off the LL Cool J face.
Uh-huh.
And then later in that same movie,
She and it's, I guess it's Cameron Diaz, or is it Lucy Liu? No, it's Cameron Diaz. The two of them dress up as men, mm-hmm. and it just looks like them with their hair combed like a man with, and then a fake mustache.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, well, if you can look exactly like LL Cool J, why can't you just look like some white man that you're supposed to be with a mustache? Like, why is it the shittiest disguise ever? It doesn't make sense. I mean, that movie's just silly from beginning to end, and that's
no,
why.
No, you're right. We should lambaste Charlie's Angels.
No, but that's my thing. That's my thesis, is that that movie, for me, had enough fighting and enough, like, you know, Crispin Glover being weird and Bill Murray being funny. Like, I was really charmed by that movie, even mm-hmm. though it's not a great movie. But it was fun. So, like, yeah. even though that stupid thing happened with the mask, and then, even though that happened, I, you know, at the time, I forgave it and enjoyed that movie. And then yeah. watched it, you know, even saw it a couple more times. Then, of course, the second Charlie's Angels was awful. But I just wish that Tower Heist was more like, you know, because, like, Ocean's...
Fewer masks or more masks?
The Ocean's movies are... Ocean's 11, 12, 13 are, like, you know, they're certainly not great, and they're not hilarious, but they're heisty.
They're very heisty.
Like there's fun. Like it's fun to watch all the machinations of what you know their little plans and stuff.
Well, we were saying yesterday that the sort of anxiety you feel during a good heist movie of knowing there's a clock in your head and those FBI guys are on their way or the cops are coming or even hotel security that is apparently at this really elaborate, fancy, top shelf tower that everyone lives at, they don't come a knocking when there's a ruckus. They just stay away.
Oh, no. Well, there's a scene in Tower Heist where something gets destroyed loudly, and on the other side of the door is supposedly two FBI guys that are guarding the room to make sure nothing happens. Yeah,
and they don't hear it at
all. They don't come in.
So all that, like, anxiety you feel in a good heist movie, you feel like a similar thing during Tower Heist, but it's more of like, oh, this... Where you know?
Yeah, my anxiety is because I'm just sitting there wishing it was better.
Yeah, exactly. It's just frustration brewing inside you. Like, this is nothing. None of this is making any sense.
We saw the trailer for Edgar, and during that, in my head, I didn't want to bother you while we were watching it, but in my head, I just kept yelling, "Makeup, makeup, makeup, makeup." There's Leonardo DiCaprio with his makeup face. Like,
did you see, they barely showed in the trailer, but there's evidently a period in the movie where he's like 80.
Yeah.
And they put on some white eyebrows, and he's 80.
That guy, no matter what they do to him, he just looks like a kid, you know? And he should play characters that, I mean, I know he can't play a high school student or even a college student, but it's just, I don't know. I think he's a great actor. I really like him, but I think he, you know, goes too far in these kinds of parts, and it just looks, that movie feels like I've seen it already. Just watching the trailers, I was like, oh, okay, or that it should be on HBO.
No, I think the criminal element, as far as like fingerprints and social security numbers and documents and sort of the beginning of Big Brother-esque tracking that the government has on people, that might be kind of fascinating to see what sort of red tape they went around and stuff.
Yeah, that could be interesting, but...
Again, HBO movie.
Well, they get all that out in the trailer. You know they get the most interesting parts, like with him saying, if we could just fingerprint people, we'll be able to find crooks. Okay, great.
Like, you don't like the...
That scene extended isn't going to say much more information other than him having that idea, you know?
I don't know. I thought...
I'm hoping it'll be good. But I am bored to death by every other Clint Eastwood movie. He makes one I like every once in a while, like Gran Torino.
Yeah.
But then he'll make something else that I'm just like, I honestly didn't even see Invictus or Hereafter, because I was just like, ugh. Or the Angelina Jolie one. I should say, I think I'm going to be bored by every other one, so I just don't even see them.
That you were right to do that with the Angelina one, which I still
think... What was that called?
It was called Her Name, except with a couple letters changed at the beginning. Changeling... Angelina, the middle chunk of those...
Changelina?
Changelina. Do you think J. Edgar could have been played by Vince Vaughn? Don't they look very similar?
Ooh.
I thought that would have been...
You know, I just... I like the idea that Clint Eastwood and Leonardo DiCaprio want to work together, you know, because they're both great at what they do, but I just think that it just looks like a boring Oscar grab kind of performance. You know, it just, to me, feels too similar to... him being what's his nuts in the
aviator. The aviator. Yeah, that's what, yeah. The trailer makes you feel that way too. Like even when, especially when he says, "Don't leave me."
Yeah, he just sort of like, "Oh, here's another famous guy who had some good ideas, some shitty ideas, and ended up being a fucking weirdo."
Yeah, isolated himself from everyone.
Yeah, yeah, and you didn't know what was going on with his sexuality, and like, it's, yeah. You know, I mean, it's just maybe that's why he's drawn to it, because he just likes that sort of. That sort of character arc, you know. Mm-hmm. Safe House was the other trailer we saw with Denzel Washington as a bad guy. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But then something about Ryan Reynolds playing the good guy is bad to me. I like him as an actor, but even, I don't know why he isn't sticking more to comedy. I guess because he's, you know, he looks the part of an action
sure,
hero.
Sure, yeah, he's in good shape. But he, yeah, it's hard to go from him as a comedy guy to them suddenly believing him, like at one point being, "I'm just an office worker here, I'm not a field agent," and then the next scene you're supposed to flip a switch and like, "But he's pretty badass for an office guy," that sort of feel.
And yeah, well, like back to Tower Heist, the early scene where Ben Stiller's like running down the street.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it with like fervor of like he's Tom Cruise in an action movie.
Yeah,
and, like you can tell.
Well, what was he gonna do? Like knock on the door? Hey, excuse me, terrorist. Can I have my boss back? What the hell is he thinking?
That's what I mean. Like he just tore after it. Like everyone was like, "Oh, Ben Stiller's gonna be such a cool action guy now." Shall we play a game?
Sure.
Let's play some quick build a title. How are we doing on time? We're doing all right on time. I decided since we're, you know, in Minneapolis in a hotel room and we're two dudes sitting around by ourselves that we should do a movie that I'm told was shot in Minnesota by the internet called Beautiful Girls.
Oh, okay.
You know, with that beautiful girl Rosie O'Donnell was in that. No, Uma Thurman and a very young Natalie Portman, maybe like her second major film role.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of that.
Timothy Hutton, who I that guy I've always liked.
She's like 13, and Timothy Hutton and her are in love in the movie. Is that what's going on?
You should play the Timothy Hutton part in a remake of Ordinary People.
What is that?
Yeah, no, she's a little girl who has a crush on Timothy Hutton, and he's just sort of like, "Yeah, you're cute, but you know, see you in a few years."
Oh, okay.
They should make a sequel now.
Yeah,
where like really he actually gets to hook up with her.
Yeah,
and she turns out she has a cock.
One really peculiar dangly ball.
Wow! Not only does this chick have a dick, she's only got one ball. What a complete
oddly,
weirdo.
Oddly dangly.
So you need to end with Beautiful or start with Girls.
Okay, Beautiful Girls on the side. Or that's Boys on the Side, right?
Yeah, it is. Again, great sequel idea. Who would play the Whoopi Goldberg part?
Crazy Beautiful Girls?
Yeah, Crazy / Beautiful. I predicted you might come up with that.
Dang it. And then, get out of my head.
Yeah, so then I'm going to add to that. Remember, there was a documentary about that crazy couple where he threw acid in her face and then they still fell in love?
Yeah.
And it was called Love Crazy? Yeah, so Love Crazy Beautiful Girls.
Okay, you probably are in my
girls
head on this
is a
one.
Pretty good starter. Yeah,
I'm going to say Can't Buy Me Love Crazy Beautiful Girls.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you'd go, or I would go, the thing called love. But I like Can't Buy Me Love, because that might... Oh, no, I got it. God damn it, this is fun. Catch Me If You Can't Buy Me Love.
Ah, beauty.
Crazy Beautiful Girls. So you need something that ends in catch,
uh-huh.
Or begins with girls.
Okay. Girls and boys. It's boys and girls. Dang it, everything's boys.
Why do boys get all the title breaks? You really can't girls. Think of a movie that starts with the word girls?
I'm crazy. What am I thinking? Girls. Wait, what? So
or something ends in catch. I've already got one for that.
The Greatest Catch.
No.
That's not a movie.
Deadliest Catch
of the
girls,
show.
Girls.
Yeah.
Girls. There's probably a movie called Girls, Girls, Girls.
I was thinking that, but I...
No,
there's not?
I don't know, but let's not do that. Okay. Let's do Girls. Like if you were on Match Game, it was Girls Blank.
I know, Girls Blank. People listening are going insane right now. Why
yeah.
is my brain not working?
I'll have to put it into it soon.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Well, you think I'll do a plug. You can see me and play Leonard Maltin against Graham Elwood at the Orpheum in Flagstaff November 12th, which is selling, it's selling terribly for some reason. Like, they're just not moving tickets.
Come on, Arizona.
I mean, Flagstaff is kind of a small place, I guess, but I don't get it.
Get your stuff together, guys. Drive there from Phoenix. Phoenix folks, go.
Well, then I'm going to be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix on November 13th, and it's not selling that great either. I mean, maybe everybody in Arizona just does, you know, walks up or doesn't come at all. So I don't get it. And then I'm going to be, Graham and I will be at the San Jose Improv Sunday, November 20th at 4:20. Tipsy Crow in San Diego on Wednesday, November 23rd. December 10th show in Miami Improv. I think we're going to have to move it to a date that I'll reveal later. And for reasons that I'll reveal later. Do you have any girls' movies?
I can't do Girls Interrupted, can I?
No, because it,
yeah, it's a plural.
It's not about some girls who were interrupted.
I
it's
know.
Just about that one. I don't know which one. I guess it's supposed to be Winona Ryder got interrupted.
Yeah, her life.
She had to go to psychiatric
Girls Behaving jail. Badly was a show.
Maybe there's only one, but I'm just going to go ahead and pull the trigger on this. And say, girls just want to have fun.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Sarah Jessica Parker and Helen Hunt.
Oh, man, I don't think I know that one.
They want to go to a TV dance contest hosted by Richard Blade. and then I thought of Summer Catch.
Nice. Beauty.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so Summer Catch Me If You Can't Buy Me, Love Crazy Beautiful, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And then I thought Fun House. And then House on Haunted Hill.
Wait, but it starts with I, so you could go with GoldenEye.
Where?
Doesn't it say I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Catch? Oh, yeah, I like that. Golden, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Catch Me If You Can't Buy Me, Love Crazy Beautiful, Just Beautiful Girls Just Want to Have Fun House on Haunted Hill. That's pretty good.
And then could you go Hills Have Eyes after that?
Golden, what?
On Golden Hills Have Eyes. Like the Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just still trying to write down Golden Golden Eye. I Know What You Did Last Summer. This is a really long one.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything that ends in golden. Oh, there's gold. There's what was that movie with
Curly's
Gold.
I was going to say City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
Oh my god, that's really good. City Slickers 2. Alright. There's got to be something that ends in City, right? City
yeah.
Slickers 2, Legend of Curly's Gold. This is ridiculous. We got to go. We got to go take a group photo of all the comics that were at the 20th anniversary thing for Acme this weekend.
Yes.
Okay, City Slickers 2, Legend of Curly's, Golden, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Summer Catch, Me If You Can't Buy Me, Love Crazy Beautiful Girls Just Want to Have Fun, House on the Hills.
No, House on Haunted Hills.
House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes. Have Eyes. Of Laura Mars.
Wow.
I don't know if anything begins.
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks!
Never attack the block.
No, you can't do that because of the S. Attacks.
Tax.
Oh, was there a movie that had the word tax at the beginning? Tax shelter? Anyway.
Tax season.
We got to put a pin in this. People will send us their suggestions, but Golden, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Catch Me If You Can't Buy Me, Love Crazy Beautiful Girls.
No, you forgot about, you forgot the beginning is City Slickers 2, The Legend of
Curly's. Oh, yeah. City Slickers 2, Legends of Curly's, Golden, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Catch Me If You Can't Buy Me, Love Crazy Beautiful Girls Just Want to Have Fun, House on Haunted Hills Have Eyes of Laura Mars Attacks.
Jeez, well done.
That's a nice one.
That's a beauty.
You have any plugs?
Professor Blastoff, and on iTunes and Amazon, you can get my compact disc called Humanitis.
All right. And as always, Droopy Dog is a shithead.
Oh, my Twitter is at...
Why do you do that?
Because you're
That's
done.
The last line of the show. You tried to do that last night, too. You just want to keep talking about stuff when I'm trying to wrap it up. Troopy Dog is a shithead. Then the music comes in.
Got it.
You just did it again.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves...